All right, tonight for our catechesis, I invite you to turn to the insert again. I think it's a light beige color. We're going to try to crank out two tonight so that we can get done with these by the time Sunday school starts and once again omit it from the divine service on the weekend. All right, so we'll start with workers of all kinds. All right, it's at the front. Workers of all kinds. This is from Ephesians 6, which is a favorite one in the table of duties. All right, slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them, not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as you were serving the Lord and not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. All right. Does it throw you off a little bit that we're talking about workers and the quotation refers to you as slaves? Should throw you off a little bit, don't you think? I like being called a slave. Slave has some negative connotations for us these days, especially, or in our time, I should say, in the American history. Why? Because we have a history or a period of slavery, particularly bad slavery. The slaves were treated in inhuman ways, really, not as human at all. Although at the time of St. Paul and of Jesus as well, slavery wasn't exactly as negative as we might think. It wasn't based on race, for example. Slavery was indentured servitude, we might call it. You're actually just a servant until you paid your debt, right? Well, in a way, you are a servant of your employer, aren't you? Yeah. So slaves or servants, or I think we can say workers too. Obey your earthly masters. You call your employer master? You? Yeah, or Lord. Yeah. Lord Master. Yeah. So it reminds me of some character, doesn't it? Young Frankenstein, I think. You know? With respect and fear. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear. With sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. All right, so with sincerity of heart. Because of or out of what you believe, huh? That God gave you that employment. Is that true? Yeah, he gives us work. So he's given you that employment, and because you believe that, you obey your master, right? Just as you would obey Christ, because this is a gift from God. I know, I'm looking at Joy, I'm sorry, you've told me about your employer. I shouldn't speak over on the internet. So yeah, but anyway, we don't all like our employers, right? Yeah, but we obey them because Christ gave them to us. Even when we don't like them. Obey them, he gives us more instruction, not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, right? So not just when they're looking, but like slaves of Christ. That is, devoted to them, not because of who they are, but because of what you believe. Don't understand the light, because of that they are gifts to you from Christ. Not doing obeying them because of what you hope to receive, but because it's good to work. You've probably heard that described, the Protestant work ethic. Have you ever heard that? You know, the Protestant work ethic. I don't know that it's actually true. It came out of the Puritans more than it came out of our kind, our brand. We're not even really Protestants. Lutherans are somewhere in between. But the idea that it's good to work, that work is a gift from God. This is true from the scriptures. It's right here. Doing the will of God from your heart. Doing good to your employer, not because of what you hope to receive from them, but because God gave them to you. Right? Same way that you obey your parents or you obey the government. God gave them to you. Even when they're wicked, you obey them, unless they command you to disobey God. Ah, how about with workers and employers then? If your employer causes you to sin, or wants you to sin, instructs you to sin, commands you to do that, can you? No. Right? You must obey God rather than men. And that saying applies even here, right? So we obey them as long as it is not a sin against God. Serve wholeheartedly. That means with that faith that's in your heart, that's why you serve your employer, as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Your employer is almost, he's saying, it's like the Lord standing there before you. Because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. So your work actually becomes part of your confession of who you are in Christ. When you obey your leader, honestly, if you've got an unbeliever for an employer and you do good for him when he's looking, when he's not looking, she, at some point your employer's going to ask, why are you so good to me? Because I'm a jerk. Maybe. You know, and then you have the opportunity to speak to them what Christ has done for you, right? That's the hope that's in you. That's why you obey them. You know, then you can tell them. God rewards all the works that flow from faith in Christ. As it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. With faith, therefore, it is. All right. Turn your sheet over, and we'll come back to the prayer in a minute, to employers and supervisors. And this just continues right on. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours in heaven, that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Any of you supervisors or employers? I don't know. Well, I guess I kind of am. Kind of supervise. Yeah, Ken, who do you supervise? Not anymore, right? Maybe you had been at one point, right? Masters, again, employers, treat your slaves or your workers in the same way. Let that faith that Christ has given you, huh, to confess that these workers, don't call them slaves, please, are given to you by God to assist your work. Do not threaten them. That sounds a lot like what the fathers, right? Don't exasperate your children, right? Here, don't threaten your employees, your slaves, if you like, since you know, the Christian employer, that Christ, that is he, who is both their master, Christ is their master, and yours, is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. What is Paul saying there? You don't lord over your employees because when it comes to salvation, actually, there's no distinction, is there? Jew, Greek, slave, nor free, right? Right. All equally receive Christ's grace and standing before God in heaven. They're equally forgiven and saved by him. He shows no partiality, whether you've been a worker or whether you've been an employer, whether you've moved up the corporate ladder or you just like it on the bottom rung. Maybe you don't like it there, but you're stuck there, right? Does that have anything to do with salvation, with heaven? No. That's where the Protestant work ethic went a little astray. All right. Now, who is it that, of course, is the quintessential slave or servant? It's Jesus. I don't know. Quintessential is a big word. Yeah. Sorry, I should explain that. Yeah. The slave, the servant, the one that Isaiah prophesied, for example, Isaiah 52, 53. The suffering servant. Jesus Christ, right? Made himself a servant. Humbled himself even to the point of death, right? Obeyed both his Father's will and his Lord's will, right? My Lord said to his Lord, Psalm 110, right? So that's Jesus confessed and shows you exactly what it is to be a servant and to serve is to be patient and humble. Employers, is Christ your master? Are you his slave? Yes, we call Christ our Lord. We are his servants, right? Sometimes we say his hands and his feet. He's also our brother, which is interesting because we are co-heirs with him, sons with him of eternal life, inheritors. But he's our Lord, right? So we obey him, we listen to him, we follow him, humbly do what he asks. And does he, compared to our earthly masters, does he abuse or threaten or take advantage of us? No. 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 Actually, he cares for us in just the way that we need. So there, Christ is our example as well as a supervisor, employer. All right, let's say the prayers. Actually, we're going to do both prayers in a row. Let's first do the prayer for workers. That's on the previous side. And then we'll flip it and we'll do the prayer for employers. Let us pray. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, your Son became a slave for us to redeem us from all sin. He worked for our salvation, though we did not deserve it, and he submitted to your will with all his heart. Forgive us all dishonor and disrespect toward our earthly masters, and grant us the grace of your Son that we might serve in our life's work with faithfulness toward you and in love and obedience for those we are called to serve. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, You have given us great responsibilities and authority as employers and supervisors of others. Teach us by your grace and mercy to treat our workers and those who are under us with respect, understanding, and compassion. Give us a humble spirit toward them, and help us to see our workers as gifts of God, who depend upon us for their livelihood, and who enable us to be of greater service to others for whom we perform our life's work. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.